UK is still a scene of massive protests. The United Kingdom had another day of riots and protests. Massive crowds showed up in Belfast, Birmingham, Cardiff, Glasgow, and London. After a week filled with instances of disruptive violence, such as assaults on hotels that accommodated people seeking asylum, unrest started after a fake rumor associating the Southport triple murder suspect with being a Muslim asylum seeker. UK police charged 349 with crimes about a week of protests, and 779 were arrested. Approximately 5,000 individuals in London demonstrated their support for refugees by marching towards Whitehall. The march commenced at the base of the Reform UK political party, led by Nigel Farage, who has voiced his advocacy for an immigration freeze. Specialist officers assigned by the NPCC are actively pursuing individuals believed to be involved in online misconduct related to the disorder. In addition, they are targeting influencers who are accused of propagating hatred and instigating large-scale violence. Across the UK, hundreds of leads are being investigated. Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer stated that he viewed the combination of heightened law enforcement presence and expedited legal proceedings as factors that have influenced the situation. However, his main directive was for individuals to remain vigilant in order to ensure the safety, security, and overall sense of safety within our communities. B.B. King, aged 6, Elsie Dot Stankham, aged 7, and Alice Da Silva Aguiar, aged 9, tragically lost their lives during a dance class inspired by Taylor Swift in Southport. Mourning persists among the local families. Axel Mugenwarudakubana, an 18-year-old who was born in Cardiff to parents from Rwanda, faces charges for the homicides of 3 girls, as well as the attempted murder of 8 other children and 2 adults.